staggers. The entitled show, that's the latest from him. That's the video. It's very good.
You like picking intros or songs with long intros today, don't you?
Yeah, I gotta take it some time, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, especially when I'm not starting the timer on time. Yeah, that's the latest from him off their album Dark Lake. There's like three versions of this video floating.
Really?
There's one of where, you know, the quarter strip joints where you put the quarter in and the thing raises up.
Yeah.
That's one video where you put it up and it's then playing. The guys are going to go. There's another video. There's just another video of his just performance. And there's another video about a guy and a girl doing something. I'm not sure exactly what, but anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's all good.
It's all good. Words you know.
Mama, 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 mama.
I don't think hardly anyone heard us through all that crap. Yeah, it was so loud. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, gaw.
Gaw.
Oh, golly, Sarge.
Shit. Ooh, that scared the crap.
Take your headset back off and put that up. Put that up there, boy. Get that up there. Pick up that mic. Go get it. Pick it up. You can talk into it. Be careful with the cable.
What cable?
It's between your legs. There you go. Wow. He knocked it off again. Trying to step over it.
Piece of shit. That sucked. I really coordinated. You laugh like a hyena, man.
That's not laughing, that's cackling.
Yeah, whatever. Wicked witch. Not touching that cord again.
Okay.
I'm getting everything.
Card.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
That was really phenomenal.
That thing sucks. I heard it through the headset. It was like, damn. It wasn't that funny.
Yeah, it was.
Chill, man.
You know what else is funny? Your face.
I appreciate it. The way it goes, man.
This is good. I'm enjoying this. You think we're comfortable now?
Apparently so.
Anyway.
Screwing up everything in this room.
In the green velvet lounge. Yeah, Jesus.
Please.
It's like we're living inside the Incredible Hulk's stomach.
Yeah.
Good God.
Can we get out of here?
Hello.
Sorry. Didn't mean to.
You think we're stupid?
No. Really?
Us? No. No,
no.
Us? No. A London cabbie was mistaken for an IT expert when he was picked up at the BBC and ended up appearing on TV. The taxi driver was holding a badge for Guy Cooney in reception when the confusion took place. The producer called out for Guy Cooney, and the cabbie was ushered to a News 24 studio set. Instead of telling the show bosses that he was not who he was, he tried to bluff his way through the interview about the court battle between Apple iTunes and Apple corporations. During the interview, his answers include, "I'm very surprised to see this verdict, because I'm not expecting that." The real guy, editor of NewsWireless.net, watched the interview in disbelief. After several confused answers, interviewer Kara Bowerman cut to a reporter at the High Court reports the Mirror. That's craziness.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know.
Somebody freaked up.
Somebody messed up.
Duh.
Duh. What
I
are you drawing?
I didn't just say that.
What are you drawing? A penis?
My penis.
Because you don't have one?
You know, man, I gotta make do sometimes.
You're drawing Happy Crack on the can.
Happy Crack! Happy Crack!
I need to get a bit of a little kid going, happy crack.
Yeah.
I need to get a recording of that. Where's my little cousin when you need him?
You ain't lying.
I'll get my boss's daughter to do it.
She hot?
Yes. But too young.
Oh, yeah.
Under the consent age. You know, a cop stopped by me and just out of nowhere he said, you know, the consent age is 16. That's a nice piece of information. No, thank you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. The age of consent, 16 years old. Way
didn't know that.
Thank you for telling us that. That's one reason why you didn't go out with Lambert.
Yeah.
Lambert? You're an idiot. Well, why don't you call her Lumberg?
I'll scratch that.
Okay.
Lumberg. Anyway, let's see.
Lambert.
I know Donnie really likes this one. Racy photos of Florida teacher found online.
Racy photos.
Yes. Racy photos of a Florida teacher have been found on the web, and they are causing an uproar.
I wonder why.
Ooh.
I want to roar.
Picture show the West Boca Raton teacher in bikinis and suggestive lingerie.
Hmm.
She's only 25, and in her first year on the job, she teaches social studies. It turns out that she modeled for the U.S. national bikini team before taking on teaching. The company says it provided entertainment services.
Mm.
The school district says the shots don't violate any policy since the teacher isn't naked. Still, they're looking into parents' complaints and debating whether the photos violate ethical standards. Some parents are pushing for action. Let's see. She's very attractive and she's very pretty, but she could be using her assets in a different way.
Assets.
You said assets. Ass.
You said ass.
Students are taking notice too.
You ain't lying.
You thought it was pretty awesome looking at his teacher on the internet, said one parent. the teacher is still in the classroom as of now. Wow, I'm looking
I
at
saw
her.
You on the internet, mama.
Wow, looking at her, she's nice. Damn.
I want to look at those.
You know, take a look at them. Tell me what you think about them. Donnie's going to be quiet for a little while.
I'd murder her.
I'd rape her. I need to get him saying that on mic. I'd rape her.
Damn, that scared me.
We're getting a fax.
Fax, man.
We're getting a fax.
Hope it's that teacher calling telling me she was.
Yeah. Teacher calling us like, hey, big boy.
I'll be there in 5 minutes.
How you doing?
Doing damn good.
Just when you think things are going to get stupider.
Continue.
Here we go. Here's something else for you. A woman's power shut off over 1 cent charge.
Oh. This has got to be Georgia Power.
Flint, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Just how powerful is a penny? To Michigan Energy Company, it is the difference between keeping your lights on and having them turned off.
Oh, give me a break.
Consumers Energy turned off the power to a Flint woman after she paid all but one penny of her bill, which was $1,662.08.
Good gracious.
The company told Jacqueline Williams the power would not be turned on until it received the penny.
Hang on, give me a couple seconds. I'll go find some under the couch.
The woman went into the Consumers Energy office and paid the penny and got a receipt.
But
the receipt cost more than a penny. The ink cost like 3 cents. After 7 hours without electricity, her power was restored.
I'd have been pissed.
That's gotta suck.
You ain't lying.
That's gotta really suck. Donnie.
You did that.
Donnie. What?
You did
it's
that.
You.
You did that.
Sorry. Donnie.
I ain't picking it up.
You better pick it
no,
up right
you're,
now.
You're closer.
Take.
You're closer. You're closer, man.
Do it. Pick it back up. He threw my pen and almost bounced off the floor onto a box. Put it back up there.
Oh, man. No, that ain't right, dog. That ain't right, man. It's staying right here. No, it's staying right there. Man! Give me a break.
Donnie.
It's staying on the floor.
Donnie. Why do you keep knocking
it
down?
Did you get wrapping around my freaking chair? Doggone it. I kicked that shit, man. Motherfucker. Piece of crap.
Fine, then. I'll get up and do it. I'll get
up. You better put that junk up.
I'm putting the mic
So you knocking it down now. See, Joker. Just leave it.
Okay, it's going to stay there.
Just leave it on the floor.
It's going to stay on the floor. Well, okay. Ready to take a break?
Might as well.
Might as well.
I need some more drink. And get this microphone out of the way. My new can.
You're having fun with your can?
Yeah, man. I redid it, man.
Pride. It's happy crack. Pride is happy crack. Nice.
You know, man.
Anyway. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Entitled Show, theentitledshow.net.